Episode 29.
Because I'm a man.
You know, we had to, I guess we had to balance the scales, huh?
Yeah, to come back with it. Took us couple, that woman took us 2 weeks off. We had to take 2 weeks off.
Look, when I told a few people the name of episode 28, when I said, because I'm a woman, especially the females.
Right.
The first response I got, well, which female did y'all interview? We didn't.
No.
Well, how y'all going to talk about being a woman without a woman there? It was got offended.
It was very peaceful doing it. Too,
Okay. No, it's kind of grasping for the wind in a sense.
Ooh, that's my line. That's my new line.
I know. Tell us. Which
so one? I got to thank you. You had mentioned... I can't remember what episode it was. What chapter is Ecclesiastes?
It's 12 chapters.
I mean, what book?
Book.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh,
is
man.
It the 25th?
That might have been it. The 22nd. One of the episodes.
So that was what episode.
Coincided right. with that. Okay.
And so I read it. You said read it. And I was like, I was reading it. And one of the things that it said a lot was, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind.
Right.
That was the theme throughout.
That was the theme. He started, he introduces himself, I'm the teacher.
Right.
Was blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then
he was trying to figure things out.
Yes. And when he went into verse 3, he say, meaningless, meaningless, meaningless.
Yes.
Everything is meaningless.
Yeah.
Some say vanity, vanity, vanity.
Right.
Some say it's chasing of the wind.
It's throughout the
grasping,
whole
through a whole book. And you know what? It really, the term is a really wise term. Mm-hmm. And it does actually bring you back to life, bring you back to reality. Like, hey.
Yes.
You're grasping the wind.
Right.
You know, there's a verse, and real quick, there's a verse in the New Testament where Paul says, he says, this race I run, I don't run it like I'm beating the wind.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because if I do it like I'm beating the wind, I'll wear myself out because you can't beat wind.
Right. I was thinking of it in terms of, you know, like current, you know, for us.
Right.
You know,
making it applicable to us.
Yes. And things that we do in life and strive for.
Anger is a grasping for it's useless.
Useless. Well, I told you.
That's why I brought it up.
When we were driving.
Right.
I had a guy cut in front of me. And of course, and so I'm getting, you know, I'm, you know, typical response.
Right.
And I look to my left, there's a homeless guy.
And
he was coming towards, you know, begging.
He had
a little sign in his hand. I couldn't see it, but when I passed by, it said, little help. You know,
wow.
It was actually pretty clever.
Right.
But I thought about this saying, grasping for the wind. I was like, you know what? Tomorrow, next week, this bum and that guy, we could all be buried
right
next to each other.
Because that's one of the things that's in Ecclesiastes.
Right.
the rich and the poor get buried in the same grave.
Same grave.
Like, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So that whole thing, you know, it really brings you back to reality. So,
yes.
Like you said, much of what is desirable in life cannot be held in one's hand. I like how try to catch smoke.
That was in the book you bought me.
Right.
Yeah. When it talked about grasping for the wind, that was the definition of it. It says,
yes.
You know, like the wind, much is desirable in life. We cannot be held in one's hand.
It can't be held in one's hand, yeah. Brother.
Think about a lady with we'll talk about men now. I guess men with a lot of shoes.
Right.
I mean, what are you trying to do?
You can only wear one pair at a time.
But when you think about the application of the verse,
you're exactly
it's like,
right.
What is it for?
What's the end game?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's aimless, really.
It makes you think.
Right. That's wise, dude. Listen, give us our theme
music.
I ain't heard that in so long. That's music to my ears. I can't wait to do the intro. Here we go. Welcome to On and Off the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose. We got the On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Stiller Nation since 1976.
Yeah, you got your boy, the Off the Field coach, the infamous. Yoda since 1968.
Thank you, Stiller Nation. That big dog.
So listen. Man, listen. We done had a lot going on.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
So the question is,
we talked about
I was
that,
reading
that.
Ecclesiastes, okay? And I'll paint the picture to everybody. I was in deep thought.
Yeah, I got to hear this.
I had my hands on the desk. I was leaned down on the Bible book. And I had like a nice lean. And I was reading the Ecclesiastes. And I said, oh, shit. The words were so deep and so prophetic. You know, I was like, I said, oh, shit.
So what?
Like, I said, oh, my God. Sorry.
And then you called me.
Right.
You like, called me.
I called you. I said, you have a curse? The Bible ever make you curse when you're reading it?
So, absolutely.
Innocently, obviously. Not.
It's a jaw dropper.
Right.
When you understand what you're reading.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people read it and don't get an understanding.
Well, you can't read it like a novel.
No way.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you remember? Do you remember, not if it's not word for word verbatim, do you remember what you read, the concept, what made you say that?
Grasping for the wind. He was talking about how he experienced all of that.
Right.
He held nothing back.
Right.
You know what I mean? He gave
harems, parks,
parties, everything.
Everything,
folly,
dude,
wine, everything. And he's in the end, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
He still felt empty, yeah, lost.
It didn't matter.
He felt like there was no fulfillment.
Right. Right.
Dude, and this dude was young. Solomon was right. Young, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and God had warned him. He said, listen, me and your daddy David was cool. Me and your daddy David was cool. David right. was a man of my own heart. Your right. daddy was, me and your daddy was,
right.
we was tight.
So Solomon is David's son.
Right.
Okay.
So God, when David died, God came to Solomon. Mm. He told him, he said, hey, I got you, me and your pops. We was tight. That was my dude.
Okay.
So I promised him, I got you.
Right.
So all you got to do is just obey me. Don't go with these women, bro. He told him. He said, don't mess around with these certain women. Don't do it. You know he was young.
Solomon did it anyway.
Man, Solomon, he did it anyway. Yeah. He said something.
He said in one verse, there was no pleasure.
Let me tell you something. Let your imagination fill in the blank.
Probably in orgies and stuff.
Everything, stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hawk to him.
Yeah, he was hawk to him.
And then hawk to him.
Back then, yeah, I would imagine.
They was hawk to him. Yeah. Nothing new under the sun. Yeah. Solomon said the same thing.
Right.
So hawk to him ain't new. Right. Too young. All right.
Let's laugh.
That's crazy. Yeah, we need to laugh. That was good, though.
Yeah. Facts, man.
Now, people we can need talk to stop avoiding the body. Get out of here, Dewey.
Crack whore.
Y'all don't understand. It's an inside joke. All right, class clown segment. Why can't... Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. All right. Why can't orphans play baseball?
Why?
Because they don't know where home is. Man, that's dirty, bro.
What do you call a deaf Magic Johnson?
Oh, man, what?
Hearing aids.
Why wouldn't the shrimp share his treasure?
Why?
He was a little shellfish.
Oh.
When does a
duck wake up?
Oh, my goodness.
At the crack of dawn.
All right, let me see. Why did the banana go to the doctor?
Why?
Because it wasn't peeling well.
Oh,
man.
What do a clitoris, an anniversary, and a toilet have in common?
What?
Men always miss them.
Wait. I'm going to speak up for the men that don't miss the clitoris.
Them 45 millimeters?
Trigger happy.
But for the joke, they missed. They had to miss them.
They got. Yeah. Look. Why did the strawberry cry?
Why?
He found himself in a jam. Okay.
All right. Jack and Jill went up the hill, both at $1.25. Jill came down with $2.50.
Oh, what's royal blue and silver and goes on a prick? Oh man. A Cowboys jersey. Dude, they are horrible.
I know. What do you call 10 Dallas Cowboy fans on the moon?
What?
A problem.
Oh my goodness.
What do you call 100 Dallas Cowboys fans on the moon?
What?
A problem.
Okay.
What do you call 1,000 Dallas Cowboy fans on the moon?
What?
A problem. Okay. Still a problem.
Still a problem.
What do you call all the Dallas Cowboy fans on the moon?
Oh my goodness.
Problem solved.
That was good. That was good. Did you hear about the Chinese couple that had a retarded baby?
You won't write into that one. No, I didn't hear it. Tell us.
They name him something wrong. Okay.
How did the Germans conquer Poland so fast?
How did they?
They marched in backwards and the Polish thought they were leaving.
Oh, man, bro. That is low down. Man, the Polish, poor Polish people. All right. An ode
to McNutt.
Man, how's she been doing, bro? I haven't seen her.
Man, I've been having my own, you know, I hadn't.
Life been life, bro. I ain't been able to hook up with her lately.
Me neither.
Well, maybe this old to make her feel better.
All right, this is to you, Monica.
Monica, a voice clear and bright, discussing sports both day and night, with words that flow right from the start. She captures hearts. So let us thank you, Monica dear, for all you do each night and year. Your voice inspires, your work we praise. A shining star in sports bright maid. Shout out to Monica.
Monica McNutt.
You know what? I just realized that, what's her name? That's on there with Stephen A. Molly.
Molly.
She's right. Bow-legged.
I just used...
Molly Kierum is bow-legged, bro. She's bow-legged.
I just asked her
a
mistake.
Listen, she's a Latina. Or what is her?
I think she's like Mediterranean, okay. Turkish or something, sort of Middle Eastern.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, right. And slightly bow-legged.
She's slim.
Yeah.
And she's bow-legged, dude.
We need to do some poems for her, huh?
Oh.
Some Molly's.
I'm on that Molly. Popping Molly. Yeah, we'll name it that. All right.
Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
All right, talk all to right. me.
So if you choke a Smurf, what color does it turn?
He already blue, bro.
If the plural of goose is geese, then why isn't the plural of moose meese?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
My mom asked me something. Shout out to my mama. Snooks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell her you called her that.
That's her nickname.
Right. Facts. Right. Wow. Yeah. She asked me that. You know, my mom's 80 years old. Mm. She got knee problems.
My dad turned 79 today.
Shout out.
To
Rusty McKenzie Boston.
Yeah.
So I was over there eating breakfast, right? Yeah. She says to me, she says, just as innocent, and this is my mom, y'all, not me. Mm. So if y'all want to take it up with somebody, take it up with Sarah. She said, have you ever seen a fat Vietnamese? I said, what?
I think that one got Bolo. Bolo.
She said, you ain't going to see no fat Vietnamese.
It was one. Bolo.
But he was muscular.
Yeah, he was.
The one who fought Bruce Lee.
Fought Bruce Lee, yeah.
She said, they never eat meat and they never eat bread. She said, they eat rice every day. She was so intrigued.
She started
following the Vietnamese on Facebook, dude.
Really?
And find out what they eat.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My mom is 80. She ain't nothing to do. She on YouTube. Okay. Netflix.
Okay, okay. She had fun. She's
enjoying herself.
Good for her.
Yes. She's retired from Scott Paper Company, which is not for Kimberly Clark presently.
Right.
She was there for 30 plus years, retired.
Good for her, man.
So she can say, if you get to a certain age, you should be able to say what you want to say.
Well, man.
And not get flagged.
No, facts.
But I had to share that. Go ahead. If the
Earth was really flat, the edge would probably be a tourist attraction.
Dang, but you know what?
I mean, think about it. It would be,
dude. And a lot of people will fall off.
I mean, where is that flat? Yeah, exactly.
It can't be flat.
If you sweat in a sweater, aren't you technically the sweater?
Where did you get this from, bro?
3 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get arrested for peeing in public.
Mm-hmm.
In front of people.
Right.
But then you're forced to pee in front of people.
That's true for drug tests. That's hypocritical.
Yeah.
That's why I tell them, no, I ain't peeing in front of you.
Next time
you might molest me.
Ask for a drug test, just say I'm a shit in a bag. Here you go.
First and 10. College and NFL football updates. All right. The Canes still undefeated.
Defense needs to tighten up, though.
Can't do a team that's got a shootout. Who y'all got left?
I think the toughest opponent is Syracuse. We got Georgia Tech this week, though. I think it's in Atlanta.
ACC matchup.
Yeah.
And then you got who? Your hardest one you said? Syracuse?
Syracuse. They're the highest ranked team. Syracuse. They're actually having a good year this year.
Dude, y'all could
transfer portals.
Y'all probably gonna win out.
I think we should win out, and it looks like if everything plays out, we'll play SMU for the ACC championship.
I meant to call you Saturday night or Sunday, and I meant to tell you this: Miami should jump Georgia in the rankings. Georgia didn't look good, dude.
Yeah, they haven't. But the competition though they played has been tougher though. I will say that.
What did they wind up being ranked
after
this weekend?
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Miami had?
I think Miami was like 4 or 5.
Y'all got to be top 4, dude. Yeah, y'all was just 5, right?
Yeah, we're 4 or 5. I can't remember.
Georgia struggled.
The real rankings haven't come out yet. The BCS. That's what I was
talking about. I want to see.
Yeah, that's what's gonna count. The BCS ranking. If we went out with the notoriety that Miami gets, we'll be in the championship. If we win the championship, we'll get a first round bye.
You know, it's crazy. Nobody's even talking about Alabama in the championship in the playoffs.
They may not make the playoffs.
They're not talking.
I mean, seriously, they may not.
There
was
two bad losses they had.
Yeah, they got two losses.
Bad ones though.
And they've got a couple of notes.
The loss to Vandy was bad. The loss to
Auburn
Vandy.
Lost to them too.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying for Alabama,
yeah.
It was bad for them. You know,
it's the first time Vandy's beaten both teams in Alabama.
They ran through Alabama. Ooh, Florida almost
beat Georgia last week. Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. They had to fight back, dude.
That was a rivalry game, man. So,
but of course, he's gonna always have that.
You get hyped up,
tooth and nail at the end.
Exactly.
NFL.
My Steelers look good.
Yeah.
Chiefs are good.
That was a good choice to go with Russ.
Yes.
So.
You can see the difference, right?
Kudos, right.
Right.
And you know what? He's not just managing the game.
He's balling.
Right.
He's put some of those passes were, I was like, wow.
He put him in some spots where only
Russ made me curse a couple of times. I was like, he threw that one pass. I was like, damn.
To which one?
He threw it to number 11 in the corner.
Okay. He put a couple of them where the receiver could catch it.
Dimes.
So I got to give him that.
Dimes.
Chiefs still undefeated.
Chiefs look good. Chiefs, and they got DeAndre Hopkins now.
As if they needed him.
Right.
And he already gelling, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. I think Detroit is the team to beat in the NFC.
If everything plays out, Detroit will be in the championship. Come.
They look good.
Yeah.
They hanging 50 burgers on people.
That coach is awesome. I like that coach.
I like him.
Dan Campbell. I love him.
He's a player's coach.
Yes.
He is the epitome of a player's coach.
Yes.
I love it, dude.
You can see it. You can see the players going really playing right. out for him.
Right. How about this? The Hail Mary that with Washington. That did you see that?
So
75 yards.
I'm watching the replay, and the player who the D-back was Tariq Stevenson, who played for Miami.
Right.
He played at Miami. So when he's jaw jagging with the crowd, I'm saying to myself, typical Miami motherfucker.
And look at
him. I'm gonna have to edit that out.
And look at him.
Typical Miami. And
look what happened.
And then so if you take a look though at the angle to which he hits the ball, that's why it bounced the way it did. If he was in position, he would have bounced it forward. But because he had to recover and came to the side, when he hit it,
right into his
hand. He knocked it in. How ironic is that? That's the guy who was out of position, jaw jacking with the crowd,
right,
runs back in.
When he should have had his tail over there.
Exactly.
Paying attention.
He cost him the game.
Listen, that still don't take away from the fact that he launched that joker 75 yards, bro.
Yeah, he's got an arm. Daniel's got an arm, man. He's got an arm.
That play, even though I know dude did that clown movie did, but that play won him the Commanders, the Washington
trust.
Yeah, the fan.
He won the locker room.
He won the fans. He won. He got Washington.
Yeah,
that did it for him.
Washington hasn't been excited for football probably with 30 years
since
the
Joe Theismann, Riggins.
Those guys. Right. I mean, it's been a long time. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. You watch the World Series?
No, but
Yankees got dog.
I saw the Yankees got a mud hole stumped in them. They pulled one off, and that was it. That's just a safe face,
right? Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. So were the Yankees that bad, or are the Dodgers that good?
Dodgers are really good.
That's the question.
The Dodgers are really good.
So
and our star, well, and I'm gonna put it like this: our star players didn't play well.
Judge.
It's like
horrible.
No home runs, errors in the field. I mean,
dropping. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need him to do what Freddie Freeman did for the Dodgers.
Right. Right.
Then it's a different series.
Now, the Dodgers was heavy, man.
Freddie Freeman killed us. He killed us. Yeah.
Wow.
On and off the field book club.
James Patterson, right?
And I just finished reading this book called 12 Months to Live.
What?
Outstanding.
So I'm guessing the character had 12 months to live.
She found out she's a lawyer.
Okay.
And just found she's in this big case, and she just finds out that she's got 12 months to live, 12 to 14 months because of cancer. She's got cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Deep book, man.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of twists, a lot of turns.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a page turner.
I like this next segment. Word of the day. Yeah. I love words. I'm a wordsmith.
Me too.
All right. Insouciant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got it right. It means showing a casual lack of concern, indifferent, totally chilled, and carefree.
Yeah. Insouciant.
It kind of reminds me of a word, this word, scintilla.
Scintilla?
Yes. I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
If you're struggling, I wouldn't offer you a scintilla of comfort. Scintilla means a spark, a small spark, a tiny flash.
Right.
That's what a scintilla is.
Scintilla.
Yes.
I like that. That
kind of goes a lack of concern.
Right.
I don't have a scintilla of concern. Right. Not even a flash.
I don't have an insouciant of concern.
Yes. Insouciant.
I don't have an insouciant concern.
Insouciant. Look, I'm going to tell somebody.
Word of the day.
I'm going to tell somebody, you know, you're very insouciant.
Insouciant.
You're very, very, I'm going to use it on my wife. You know, you're really being very insouciant. You're really being right
insouciant
now.
Right now.
What you mean? You know what time it is.
What time is it? Yeah.
Fella Ben
Yoda.
What's happening?
Man, it's been a minute.
That Yoda, the Yoda thing, that was fire.
You like that? Yeah, that was nice.
I told you I was waiting on that.
That's Sunday church right there.
Ooh. Yeah, church.
That's church.
Preach, sir.
So Sunday I went to Mass.
Okay.
And they spoke about Deuteronomy.
Okay.
So I figured what would be a better good opportunity for you to discuss the book of Deuteronomy. Anything that we should know?
Oh, nuggets? Man. Let me tell you this. I'll try to capture it. I put it in the capsule as best as I can. Deuteronomy, first, it's the fifth book of the Bible. It is part of the law.
Okay.
First five books of the Bible, the Torah. T-O-R-A-H. Deuteronomy is part of that. Because it still deals with the law. All right, but it also deals with future, like the future causes and situations and things that the nation of Israel would go through in dealing with other nations.
Okay.
And he speaks to them about obedience and disobedience. God speaks to Israel about obedience and disobedience through Moses.
Oh, through Moses.
He says curses for disobedience, blessings for obedience.
Gotcha.
So he tells them that. Moses dies in Deuteronomy. So
really?
Yes. God buries Moses in Deuteronomy.
Okay.
Chapter 34. So if I had to say something in keeping with mass, you know, kind of synonymous with mass, something interesting that was in Deuteronomy that had to do with mass, he talks about manna. Mm-hmm. Manna in the Old Testament is what they take in the Catholic Church in our New Testament. We call it communion.
Communion, okay.
Yeah. So that kind of, Moses teaches about, talks about that too. Like they were in the wilderness. He would call, the book of Deuteronomy is a book of recollection. Let me say that.
Okay.
It's a synopsis because it's the fifth book. So he said, hey, let me go over some stuff with y'all. It happened.
Okay.
And then Moses kind of fusses at him in Deuteronomy 33. Y'all was a knucklehead. I'm finna die. I ain't gonna make it over there. I ain't gonna see the promised land. It's y'all fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But it's a book of recollection.
Book of
if
recollection.
I had to capitalize it, it really is.
Okay.
And you really need to read the book of Deuteronomy if you, you know, if you want to understand Israel and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
So it's a good one. And it is prophetic, I think, about us as black people because it mentions in Deuteronomy chapter 28 about us going into slavery for 400 years. They say you're going to go into slavery for 400 years. What other black, what other nation is going into slavery for 400 years?
Ours. Actually, there's been some others.
Mm-hmm.
But not like ours.
Not like us. And he go into details.
Yeah.
Like sons and daughters gonna be sold over to the marketplace. We're sold in the market. We in the marketplace now. We're slaves to the marketplace.
That was the other one. What else I read with the guys were they got conquered. What was that chapter we read? They got conquered. And it was telling them it was Judah? No.
One of the nations?
Yeah. Remember I was saying how the Jews, they got conquered by the Babylonians?
Oh, yeah. They went into Babylonian exile.
Yeah. What was that? That guy? Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Babylonian exile. Right.
Right.
They went into exile under Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Remember we talked about Jeremiah?
And Jeremiah.
Oh, no. Two separate
ones.
Jail terms.
Right.
North and the south.
Right.
Jeremiah, south. Right. Ezekiel the North. Both of them going to jail. Two sisters, as he called them.
Right.
Both sisters gone playing the harlot. He told him, he said, you lay down and play the harlot. He said, you get up in the morning and wipe your mouth and say, I ain't did nothing. He say that. He said, you get up and wipe your mouth at this, you ain't did nothing. What you wiping your mouth for, Israel?
Right.
Harlot again. Yo, Ma! Yoda, 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 Yoda. Yeah. Now, you know what I'm glad of before we move on?
Yeah.
If I could take a little credit and say I am an influence on you reading the Bible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get into it. It's easier to read it when you have an understanding. I once shared this with a female about football. You know, to really appreciate the game, you should try to understand it a little bit better from another perspective.
Right.
Who are the players? Where they come from? Get a behind the scenes story so you can understand, and then maybe the game will make more sense to you. You know,
absolutely. When you learn the details,
Mm-hmm. And so when you tell me some details and I go back and reread
you're intrigued.
I see it from a different perspective. Actually, a lot of it, I was like, oh, I missed that.
Right.
But I see that.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love that. So I appreciate that. I'm glad.
Yes. All right. We're going to let the reporter come
watch
in.
It, buddy. Yeah. Watch it, buddy.
Watch it. All right, Rick, can you name the four least accurate NFL passers over the last 20 years?
Oh, my goodness, buddy. Least accurate.
One plays for the Colts this year.
Joe Flacco? I mean, not Joe Flacco.
He just got benched.
Oh, Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. He's okay. The other played for the Broncos. Has the same first letter in his first and last name. He's a lefty, by the way.
Okay. Wait a minute. You completely threw me off when you say he's a lefty, by the way. Oh, man. Who is it?
Tim Tebow.
Okay. Wow.
And then J.P. Lossman for the Bills and the local kid, Biscuits.
I knew Jamarcus was going to make it. And the local kid, Biscuits and Sir. All right, come on. Right,
what's the capital of the country of Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
Nope.
What?
Brasilia. Is the federal capital of Brazil.
Man, you got to be kidding me. Nope. I haven't been there, y'all.
What's the current record of the Navy football team?
Man, they are, what, 7-1?
6-2.
Okay. Yep. They got a good record, though. Yes.
Good old Navy.
Okay. Health is well segment.
Ooh.
Two-a-days.
Ooh, yes.
Let's discuss the benefits of working out more than once a day.
I'm in that now.
Okay.
I'm doing that right now.
Okay. What are you
morning,
doing?
Morning, I've got to walk and weights.
Okay.
And then evening, walk and sit-ups and push-ups.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So morning, I do abs. And then afternoon, I do pull-ups, dips, push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it in, man. I'm trying to increase.
I'm going to incorporate squats, weighted squats with the weighted vest,
mm-hmm.
weighted squats. I don't want to do in because I want to have, like I say, I want to have functional legs.
Right.
I don't need my legs. I'll never have big legs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I have functional legs. So yeah, that's what I do. Two a days are good.
Yeah.
Especially like now, doing two a days, how often do you take a break then?
I listen to my body, man. I take off on Sunday, so I go Monday through Saturday. Tuesdays, Thursdays are just walk.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Just walking, push ups and sit ups.
Gotcha.
No
gotcha.
Weights.
Gotcha. Still working out though. Yeah. That's good, man.
Hitting it, man.
That's good when you get in the flow like that. Right. Some people ain't doing one a days.
I know.
They ain't doing one a weeks.
Well, I'm just one saying. A month. I mean, it's you just have to constantly find ways to continue to grow in that area.
That's good. And you know what? Before we move on, I was telling you about variations of different. You know, like you conquer one exercise.
Sure.
You haven't conquered the exercise. You conquered one variation of the exercise because there's a whole other variation of it.
Right.
So with that being said, that's what kind of give me that. I'm kind of forced to do two a days because now I'm working on different variations of the same.
Right.
Exercise. I'm on wide pull-ups now. Like, for real, it's rough. But hey, pain gain, right?
Yes.
All right,
Mary's nerd nugget fun fact.
Boy, look at him. I got my pen out. I be highlighting these.
All right, the brains of adult men are about 10% larger in total size than the brains of women. Because men generally have a larger stature and more muscle mass than women, their brains require more neurons to control the body.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the capacity of the brain being bigger, can we, are we a more, we a big, deeper thinker than them? Can the capacity to think the same? Can you know what I mean?
No.
Are they a 64 gigabyte and we're like a 1 terabyte?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Do we have 1 terabyte brains and they have like... You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
That's what this stuff does, man. It sparks
these sparks. Screens,
I mean, for really.
Right.
Is the memory?
I think I remember reading somewhere where the women were, you know, better in one area and men were better in the other area. Creativity.
You know, we just had this conversation last episode, so. Because I'm a woman.
Because I'm a woman.
Right. Now we're talking about, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Did you know that an 18-year-old can legally adopt a 17-year-old?
Crack whore!
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. An 18-year-old can legally adopt, what?
Can legally adopt a 17-year-old.
In the world? In the States?
In the United States.
I said in the world. No, in space, Rick. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, things that make you go, Male visitors to Kenya or Tanzania may be surprised when making a new friend there. As a sign of respect and a greeting of friendship, Maasai men spit on each other.
Nah.
Maasai warriors also spit into the palms of their hands before shaking hands with elders.
I ain't got no friend. I ain't got no friend. I'm Kenyan with no friends.
No friends. You by yourself.
I'm a dolo Kenyan. By myself. You ain't finna spit on me. That is not friendly. Nah, where?
Tallulah.
Get out of here.
All right, here's some extra Mary's fun facts. All right, in the 18th and 19th centuries, most match. Oh, that was for you. I'm sorry.
Get out of here, Billy.
Get out of here.
Some extra Mary fun facts. In the 18th and 19th centuries, most mattresses were supported by ropes that needed to be pulled tightly to ensure a good night's sleep, creating the phrase sleep tight. Wow, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
And then you had the box spring that right. was coming behind. Right. Okay, I can see that.
Okay, in ancient biblical texts, especially in Isaiah, people who shared the same vision or mutual understanding created the phrase seeing eye to eye.
Wait a minute. You said in ancient biblical texts, especially in Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get that from?
Google.
People share the same vision and mutual understanding. That's where the phrase seeing eye to eye.
Does that exist in Isaiah? Could you?
It doesn't. I've never read that that phrase, and I'm trying to see if there's something.
I think it was something similar to that phrase that made this seeing
eye. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to see.
We can come back to
that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love that. Right. All right. In the early days of bullfighting, the matter. Let me tell y'all something. I want to stop. Listen, you got to understand what's going on here. I'm completely oblivious to what I'm reading. I don't know when I take the right turn around, I don't know what's around the corner. I don't know what's on the next page. I don't know what's on the next line. I'm walking into stuff. As I'm reading, he'll tell you, I'm walking it. So you got to understand it. All right. In the early days of bullfighting, the matadors would show their bravery by grabbing a charging bull by its horns to control and subdue it. This dangerous situation gave rise to the phrase, take the bull by the horns when dealing with a challenging situation. Listen, do you think that the bulls that they got, that they chose to grab out home, they didn't grab them real, real down.
Like Ferdinand.
Like facts. They didn't grab no that type of bull. They chose them bulls that was probably, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Past they, you feel me? Like, you know what?
Them slow moving
at
bulls.
This point, go on and get your shine.
Ole!
But like you said, what was that one bull name, that young bull?
Ferdinand. That's with Ferdinand.
Did I ever tell you the joke about the bull, the cows and the bull? Mm-mm. So this man had a bunch of cows, and then he had three big bulls. He had three big bulls, and y'all pardon that. He had three big bulls. We're going to be all right. You're going to like this joke. I got to get it off. So the bulls heard that this he had bought a new bull.
Yeah.
And they had all these cows out there. And the three bulls said, I heard he gonna bring him a new. I'm gonna talk like this country because that's how the bulls talk.
All right.
I heard he's bringing a new bull by here. And we got these cows already divided amongst us. And then one bull said, I got 15 cows out there and they belong to me. And I just ain't gonna share none of my cows with this bull that he's saying is coming here. The second cow said, well, I got 10 cows out there and they belong to me. And I'm just telling you, I ain't about to share nothing with this fella. The last bull said, I ain't got but five that belong to me and I'm not gonna share them five. And then next thing you know, here come this big old 18-wheeler back up. big old room. We got a big old bull, a big Brahma bull in the back.
Yeah.
You can hear, you can see smoke coming out the side of it. He bellow, rah, rah. He come out there. He jumped out and they opened the door. Boom! He busted the door out. He scratched out. Rah, big old 1,000-pound bull. He finna take all them cows, cause you know a bull to tear a cow up.
Yeah.
And so the one bull out of the three bull ran up to him and he jumping at the bull. He said, "Man, what's wrong with you? Ain't you crazy? Man, that bull gonna kill you." He said, "I just want to make sure he know that I'm a bull." Cause he finna. Cause he been to take all the cows, and he been to take.
And he gonna take y'all too.
He gonna take y'all too. He need to know that I'm a boy. All right, boy, come on.
All right, last one. In ancient Rome, civilians were legally obligated to carry a soldier's equipment for 1 mile. Some dedicated civilians wanting to help more carried the equipment for 2 or more miles, thus creating the phrase
going the extra mile. Wow. Yeah. Those are really some things that make you. I think that's my favorite three segments other than Yoda, bro.
Yeah. Oh, we got one more. Wait.
Oh, in the early 20th century, engineers would write blueprints for new projects. When or if the project fails or encounters problems, the engineers or designers would have to go back to the original blueprints and reassess the project, thus creating the phrase "back to the drawing board." Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
Things that make you go, Two thumbs up. My sister watches this.
It's good.
She's been telling me about this for about 2 years.
You better check it out. This is season 3.
Because there was a movie.
We're talking about The Lincoln Lawyer.
Right. So there was a movie also.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this other guy that's in this series.
Is different.
Right. Different guy.
Right.
We actually tried it. I don't know. Maybe I was caught it when I was in the wrong mood or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
The Lincoln Lawyer. Because he got the female that's his assistant, right?
Yes.
Yes. She fire.
Yes.
Like the first episode. Like she said, like the first episode we watched, I was intrigued with her because of how she handled a situation that came up.
Right.
And how she had his back.
It's good, man.
That's what I heard, dude.
He's a good, Michael Connelly is a very good author too. I've read his books.
You know, so there's a book also.
Yeah. The Lincoln Lawyer.
So I might have to try it. And this is the third season.
So you could watch season 3 and not really say I missed anything. You know, it's independent. It continues, but it's also independent of season 1 and 2.
You watch season 1 and 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go back and watch season 1 and 2. Yeah. I really would. I feel better like that. So, but anyway, there's this other series on called From. You seen that?
From?
Yes.
On Netflix?
It's on either Prime or Netflix, one of them. Mm. Dude, oh my goodness.
I ain't seen that.
It's good. You should check it out.
All right.
All right, quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
Oh, man. Out of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18.
This was the cursing. I'm sorry.
This is what made you.
Yes, this was the part of the cursing.
You know what? I actually mentioned this to you. He says this. He said, "For in much wisdom," I'm going to quote, and I quote, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow," end quote. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18.
It was saying that in order to, if you're going to be, you find somebody that's smart,
mm-hmm.
knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
They've been through some stuff.
Right.
They just don't know this stuff, you know, because they just know it. They went through experiences.
Right. Right.
And what he was saying is that part of that is grief.
Facts.
Yeah.
Here's a side of, here's a perspective, a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. So it says grief is the same thing. Yeah. And with the increase of knowledge, increases sorrow. So there's a twofold to this. It's a double entendre in a sense, but it means the same.
Okay.
Naturally, wisdom, when you have wisdom and you have a lot of wisdom and knowledge, you have insight to about people, about things. And you see things in and about people that you really hope are not true.
Sure.
But your gut and your wisdom tell you,
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, you're,
and then that causes you to say, damn, mm-hmm. that's grief. Mm-hmm. That's sorrow. Spiritually, the Holy Ghost, God's presence that dwells in us, mm-hmm. he's the spirit of wisdom. He ain't just wise. He's the spirit of wisdom.
Right.
He's the, it.
Right. 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 Fact.
So he grieves too mm-hmm. because of things that he sees and knows and because of the level of understanding that he has mm-hmm. and he's in us. Yeah. So when he feels that, we feel it.
We feel it.
And right. so God will show you, God has shown you something about somebody you deeply cared about and you was like, I don't want that to be true about them. Mm-hmm. He has. He's shown all of us.
Right.
You're like, God, I wish I didn't know this.
Right.
Because now I'm responsible to either do something about it or relay it to somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. So with much wisdom and yeah. increase of knowledge,
much
you sorrow. Really don't want to know certain stuff.
Right.
So that's the double entendre with it.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, that's heavy, dude. That's what made you curse her.
Yes.
You probably like, well, I don't want to know nothing, God. If it's like that. For real.
Well, I mean, you know, it just made you, it's like I said, it was very deep and thought provoking when I was reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right, new segment. Funny movie movements.
We got it, dude. Huh?
Norbit.
Let me tell you something. when it's a few, I got, let me go first okay. and you go. When wait, dude, wait. When she come down that in that basement, when she catch him in that basement,
right.
and she threaten him, and
all,
when she go up the stairs, he say, "Fuck you!
Don't you die!"
Dude,
they don't know how to speak. Give me some ribs, chop that.
Listen, bruh. When she saw that Joker kiss that girl, that lady in that church,
and she fainted.
Ooh, she passed by. Not it. Oh,
well, who?
Well, who?
Blue who? What about when she went to the amusement park?
Oh my goodness!
Are you wearing, ma'am? Are you wearing bottoms?
How you doing? Dude, that's a funny movie, bro. My wife hates that movie.
Really? Why? Because it make fun of black women?
Nah, man. She don't like to hear me say that.
Oh.
I walk through the house sometimes. Nah, man.
Nah, man.
She hates it, bro. I had one the other day I thought about, and I can't remember the movie now, but I thought about it, and I said, doggone, I'm going to have to mention it to Coach. It's going to come back to me. We're going to cover it. We got to keep that in there, though. Edible eat segment. Grilled tuna.
I've been wearing it out.
Really?
Yes.
Got a good new protein, recipe. Right?
Yes. Oh, my God, so good. I've been cooking it wrong. I had no idea. I've been overcooking it.
How did you cook it?
So it's about a minute and a half seared on one side, a minute and a half seared on the other side. Mm-hmm. And so the middle mm-hmm. part is like pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you slice it, oh, my gosh.
Is that ahi?
No, tuna.
Okay. Ahi is another type of fish, right?
Well, right.
It's, ahi is my, a tuna. Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is... this is different. This is Gulf tuna.
Where you get it from?
I got it from Rouse's.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. I want to go check. Right, you know what? Certain stores have really better than other stores.
Correct. Rouse's has
yes
good tuna.
Publix fruit is unmatched. Right. They fruit unmatched.
No.
Now they high as a giraffe coochie. All right. Edible eat with grilled tuna. Yeah, I like tuna.
Right,
I like tuna. It's very very rich. The closest thing to tuna that I know is swordfish.
I had that today.
Swordfish?
Yeah.
Really? Where?
I cooked it before. I came
wow. Out. Where you get swordfish from, bro?
Rouse's.
I'm going to Rouse's.
That's it. I'm going to Rouse's.
All right, Blue Bag Music Segment.
Talk to me.
So this coming Saturday,
yes.
November 9th, you
yes,
got a show,
man,
and you did practicing. You did the song "Numb,"
yes,
from Gary Clark Jr.
I did.
I love that
which
song.
You put me on to.
Right,
I appreciate that. Yes,
I told you need to bring in that rhyme.
I need to work. It won't be no big deal. I could put 16 bars or something, you know, and it'll be me singing something in a rhyme.
Right, right.
Man, I know what you're saying. I like that. But I like the fact that, that's a different kind of music. I love all genres.
It's very different.
You know what I feel? Man, I felt so good the last couple of times I performed, dude. Just being up there, like singing the songs, doing the covers, even doing my own music, you know, and I see people appreciate it.
Right.
And, you know, of course, I did Shane again. I did it again. Oh, man. So, I got a couple more coming up by Teddy Swims.
Okay.
Covers. That's going to, they're going to like them. Okay. It's different, bro. Singing out as opposed to singing in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but the best, somebody told me the other day, because they were like, where you been? How do you sing like that? Where you come from? I was like, well, I've been singing in church, but now, you know, and it was like, well, you know, the best singers come from church, you know.
Really do.
Aretha Franklin, a lot of those, Marvin Gaye.
You see those movies, you see the kid, the girls in church, like, what was it, Tina Turner?
Right, Tina Turner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They give them a hard time because they're going.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of, and I'm going to be, it's a transparent moment. I know that the quote unquote saints or the church people, they look at me different, like, you know, he's a pastor. And what are you doing? You know,
right.
You know, my take, dude, Jesus, his first miracle was at a party. They ran out of liquor. They ran out of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he did? He didn't want the party to stop. So he made more wine. So guess what?
Right.
He doesn't frown at a good time.
Right. Facts.
There's Song of Solomon is a book in the Bible. It'll completely get you horny. I'm telling you it will.
Right.
Because of the way Solomon, who was off the chain, dude was a player for real.
Right, right.
The way he was a wise, imagine the wisest man in the world, how you use your words to a woman. Mm. And you wise, the wisest man in the world.
And he took advantage. Yeah.
So, but God put it in the Bible. These songs and that he wrote, that's all they are. They're love songs. They're poems.
Right.
Love songs. Marvin Gaye sung love songs.
Right, right, right. I get it.
I'm about to mess them up. I'm about to mess them up, Coach.
You do it, Coach.
Let's go. Black. This is the black folks segment, y'all. Afro. It's the black folks segment. African proverb. A cat that dreams of becoming a lion must lose its appetite for rats. Meaning, to achieve greatness, you must let go of old habits that could hold you back your progress. That's more Jamaican than African. You bumper clot.
Bumper clot, man.
You bumper clot.
Bumper clot.
Follow drivers.
Watch your body.
I ain't say that in like 2 weeks, bro. All right.
Would you rather?
Oh.
Okay. Would you rather face cancer or face a burglar with a gun? Now, shout out to my boy Thaddeus Prosper. This was a question on his Facebook, and I told him I was going to steal it.
I'm going to face that burglar with the gun.
Face the burglar with the gun. Yeah.
Yep, because I know how to get rid of him.
Yeah, that cancer is like
a,
Yeah.
I don't trust the folk that they hired to cure that.
Right, right.
They're not trying to cure that.
Facts.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Play a pickup line. Hey, girl. You got a quarter? Why? Because my mom told me to call her when I found the girl of my dream.
Say, Gerald. Is your father a thief? Because he must have stolen all your eyes from the stars and the skies and put them in your eyes.
Hey, look here, little mama. I lost my teddy bear. Would you sleep with me?
Say, little mama. I lost my phone. Can I have yours?
Hey, look here now. Look here. Let me talk to you. Don't walk out. Wait a minute. Hold on, little mama. Wait a minute. I'm gonna talk to you, right? got a question for you. It's innocent. I ain't trying to be you know, I ain't trying to be mannish. You believe in love at first sight, huh? Or do I have to walk by again?
Hey, mom. Hey, mom. Come in here. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you, little taste. Let me tell you.
Be fed on that taste.
I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock.
This is, bro. That I may not be Fred Flintstone. That didn't sound like you. Okay. All right. Look here. Ooh, if your left leg was Thanksgiving and your right leg was Christmas, could I visit in between holidays? Damn. There's some lies, bro.
Say, little mama, let me talk to you real quick. I can't find my puppy. Can you help me find him? I think he went over in that cheap motel room.
Oh. Look, look here, shawty. I'm new in town. You know what I'm saying? Can I have directions to your house?
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to play house? You could be the screen door, and I'm going to slam you all night long.
That sounds like something Jerome would say.
Romy Rome.
All right, the What If segment.
What If?
All right, What If Ebony Magazine, during the 1970s and 1980s, had created an Ebony Fest in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend, like Essence did in New Orleans with the Essence Fest. Who would be the top acts to perform? In Chicago?
Yeah. For the Ebony Fest, let's say 1980.
Oh, 85. You just messed it up for me.
85.
Oh, you go ahead, yo.
You gotta have the Jackson 5, the Jacksons, or Michael Jackson.
Okay. Who else?
Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Who else?
So many. Gosh, there's so many. Diana Ross.
Yeah. Wow.
Aretha Franklin.
Wow. Okay.
Eddie Pendergrass, the Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers. Yeah,
all of them.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Fill in the blank.
Don't all forget right. Your little heart music now.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay. Blank is another word for garbage in Dallas.
Garbage? I mean, Cowboys.
Wow. This is a little extra. Give me a word that ends in A-N.
A word that ends in A-N? Mm-hmm. Lesbian. Get out of here, Dewey.
Okay. Dewey, you don't want to. Get out of here, Dewey.
All right, okay. What sounds racist but isn't? The Spanish word for black. Negro.
Negro.
Yeah. You know, they got them on the beans, too. They right. got Negro beans.
Negro beans.
Negro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Truth or dare?
Truth or dare.
All right. I'll take... there.
Okay. Burp loudly.
Oh, I can't. Wait a minute. I can't. I used to be able to make myself burp. I can't burp.
All right. Have you ever eaten food off the floor?
Yep.
Do you count or brush it off or blow?
I count. A ritual? I count to five.
You have a ritual?
No, I count. I do blow it off.
Okay.
If I pick it up before five, I don't know why. All right. Versus segment. Rocky 1 versus Rocky 2. I got Rocky. You know what? Oh, man.
Rocky 1 was so raw.
I might have to go with 2.
But 2, you know, he actually came back and went through that.
I'm gonna go with two.
I'm going to go with 2.
Terminator 1 versus Terminator 2. Terminator 2.
Terminator 1 for me.
I'm tell you why Terminator 2, it holds a special place. Because when I was living in Iceland, I worked night shift most times. Uh-huh. when I got off work, I'd go by, get me some breakfast, go to my dorm, put Terminator 2 on. Okay. And see, I was over in Iceland, so we wasn't privy to movies. So my sister would send me movies.
Oh, okay.
I'd pop them in, bro.
Okay.
So I'd watch Terminator 2, eat my breakfast, and fall asleep with Terminator 2. Do 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 do. You know, that's the music. I said, right, hold on.
Cyberdyne. They were winning.
Get out of here, dude. All right. So, Godfather 1 versus Godfather 2.
I got 2. I like 2.
Okay. I'll go with that.
I'll go with 2.
All right. Yeah, oh boy. Here we go.
The sex doctor. Today's topic is cunnilingus. Mm-hmm. It's a sexual activity in which the female genitalia are stimulated by the partner's lips and tongue. Cunnilingus.
Yes. That's why I got a wig in my stomach. Hairball. All right, red flags. Having to wait in a seafood takeout restaurant when you walk into a seafood store and there are 10 people waiting for their number to be called. Oh man.
Do you stay?
Have I already ordered?
No, you just walked in.
I'm not staying.
Yeah.
That
happened to me Saturday.
Yeah, that ruins the whole experience.
Yeah.
You won't even be able to enjoy your meal once you get it.
Because you're going to have to wait in a seafood spot.
Right.
You're going to have to wait about 20 minutes for the
And if they order steamed plates.
Right.
You know, they take longer.
Right.
Steamed.
I know.
Fry is quicker, but steamed take longer.
Steamed take longer.
I don't like to be with somebody, they order steamed plate and I'm hungry. Don't you order no steamed. I'm hungry. Tongue twister.
All right, tongue twister.
Hey, boy.
I thought. If the thought I thought had been a thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought I thought. I say, hey, boy.
I'm going to let you have that. That was good.
All right. Family Feud.
All right.
Name a plague that God sent to the Egyptians.
Locusts.
So that's two. That's just the fourth.
I can name some. Frogs.
That was second.
They had what you call them? The knots on their skin. Boils.
No.
Okay. What's number one?
Water turned to blood.
Okay, that was one of the ones. Yeah. It was 10 of them though.
All right. Name something that you associate with Eve from the Bible.
The forbidden tree. The devil.
No, none of them.
Not forbidden fruit?
Apple. Apple is second.
And I was going to say apple, but.
And Adam is number one.
Okay. The reason I didn't say apple is because the word apple is not in the Bible. Not in Genesis. It's not mentioned.
So what does she eat? I mean, do they say?
They say the fruit.
The fruit.
Never says an apple.
So where do we get apple from?
Well, here's my take.
Okay.
You know how you explain something to a child and you put it in a way where it's more childlike?
Sure.
You use this for an example.
Right.
You
know, right.
But it's fruit and it's forbidden fruit.
So what do you think it was?
I'm going to tell you. I can tell you what I think it was, and I can use scripture to back it up.
Okay.
I think it was a sexual act that took place between Eve, the devil, and Adam.
Really?
Because if I ask you this, see that tree in my backyard?
Right.
Said the Bible said it was two trees.
Right.
The tree of life, right?
Right, right.
Tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
Ask you a couple of questions about the trees. If I walk back to that tree back there in my yard, Can that tree give me life?
No.
Does it have the knowledge of life?
No.
Okay. Does it have a knowledge of doing good and bad?
No.
Okay. It's called a tree, right?
Right.
It's because it's just an example.
Right.
It's not it's a metaphor, literal. Right. It's a metaphor.
Right.
The serpent, he spoke. He called a snake. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had somebody do something wrong to you? He say, you low down snake in the grass.
Right, right.
Is he a literal snake in the grass?
No.
Okay.
Right.
In Revelation, he referred to as a serpent.
Right.
Is he a serpent? No.
No.
Not a literal serpent.
Right.
So his analogies.
Right.
So
the apple was an analogy for... Well,
forbidden fruit.
Forbidden fruit was the analogy for getting it on.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Because think about something. And I know we got to move on, but I want you to think about something. We could come back and talk about this, and I have scriptures to back it up.
Mm.
We, matter of fact, we need to. Since we brought it up,
okay,
we have to come back. And,
okay.
But let me say this. I just proved to you that tree back there, it's not no knowledge of good and evil, none
right.
of that. So
right.
it's metaphor,
sure.
metaphorically speaking. Everything that caused man to fall had to do with sex in the Bible.
I can see that.
Noah, after the flood, the Bible says that Noah's son saw his nakedness. Right? Noah got drunk, and the Bible say his sons saw his nakedness. Now, if you read what it means to see your father's nakedness in the book of Leviticus.
Was he abusing his kids?
Explain. I'm going to tell you what it means. In the book of Leviticus, when it says, don't uncover your father's nakedness, your father's nakedness is your mother. So, when it says to uncover your father's nakedness,
it was having sex with the mom.
Yeah. Noah was drunk. So, if Noah was drunk, guess who else was drunk?
The kids.
And his mom.
And his mom.
That just came out of a flood. Everybody was dead.
Wow.
It was Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. He was eight people. Coming off of a boat, sitting on top of Mount Ararat,
right.
and they just seeing life on the world again. Everybody's dead. Nobody else is alive but Noah, his wife, and his sons and daughters.
Dang.
So he makes a vineyard.
Right.
You know, you had a tough time. You need a drink.
Right.
So he makes a vineyard. He gets drunk off the wine. Mm-hmm. And he and his wife. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 9 that it's brothers, one of them walked in and saw uncovered his father's nakedness. And when his other two brothers came in and realized that, the Bible said they took a sheet, put it on their shoulders, and walked backwards so they would not uncover their father's nakedness. They didn't want to see their mama naked. So they covered her up by walking backwards. The Bible says when Noah woke up from his drunkenness, and he realized what had been done to him. Mm-hmm. What had been done to him.
Right.
He cursed Canaan.
Wow.
Let me ask you this question right quick, and we're going to go.
No, we're good, man.
Listen, Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Cain killed Abel, right?
Right.
Adam ever kill anybody?
Don't know. I don't know.
Never have.
No.
I never recorded. Eve ever kill anybody? Never. So you usually get your ways from your daddy, right? Or your mom, right?
Right.
So who would he get the idea to kill somebody from? Jesus in John chapter 8 verse 44, he told the people when he was coming at him wrong, he said, you're of your father, the devil. He said he was a murderer from the beginning. He was a murderer from the gate. So who would Cain get the idea to murder from? And why would he kill Abel, his brother? Who he get the idea to murder from? Nobody ever asked that question. Who was a killer, though? God didn't ever kill nobody.
Noah?
Did God kill anybody?
Was it Noah?
No. Not Noah wasn't even around. You got Adam and Eve.
They had Cain and Abel.
Yes. So Adam was the Bible. People say that Cain and Abel was, both of them was Adam's sons, right?
Right. Okay.
Right. So why, who did Cain get murder from? Didn't get it from Adam. Adam wasn't a killer. God was there. God wasn't a killer. The devil was there.
Hmm. You got it from the devil.
Hmm.
So the devil was the killer.
The devil, I believe, is Cain's father. Because Cain is not mentioned in Adam's lineage. When you mention his sons, Cain's name ain't in there. Abel's is. And then it says in 1 John chapter 3, he says, let us love each other, not as Cain, watch this, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother for what? Who, not like Cain, who was of the evil one.
So that forbidden fruit was ended up in a pregnancy.
Medically, a woman can be pregnant by two different men at the same time. Mm. There's a medical term for it. It's happened before. Get out of here. So look, we got to go back though. We got to come back since we brought that up. Yeah, I got scripture. I'll bring scripture and show you. Okay. We'll have that discussion if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we got to, because the people are going to be like, hey. And I'm not, I don't teach nothing false.
No. I'll show you in the Bible. It's interesting. It's
right,
thought,
right.
As everything right. that I've read and you talk, it's thought provoking.
Right.
If nothing else.
All right.
Name an animal that you would take up.
That would take
the,
up.
Take up the most room on Noah's Ark.
An elephant.
Yes, number one answer.
All right.
Name the lesser known disciple of Jesus.
The lesser known Bartholomew.
Yes. Yeah. He got number one answer. All right, last one. Name one of the longest books in the Bible.
Isaiah.
No.
What is it?
Jeremiah.
Okay. Isaiah's long too. It's got 60 some chapters.
Jeremiah, Genesis, Psalms, Isaiah, Exodus.
Okay.
All right. Pet peeves.
Yeah. Political ads should be coming to a close. I'm so glad. Because it's the pissing contest. It's the insulting.
So glad it's
over. It's the painting of false narratives. Yes. Whatever. You can't figure out what's true and what's a lie. Like, right. You know what? Like, just take it, dude.
Well, you know what's interesting? I always thought this was, you know, you had kids in school. The first thing that you're taught in school is to not talk about people, not call names,
you know,
not make fun of,
not to belittle, right?
And that's all the political ads.
That's all they do. it's a crap throwing contest. Mm-hmm. They're throwing crap at each other. Mm-hmm. I want to say, you know, mm-hmm. another word, but mm-hmm. I'm glad it's over, dude. Like, yeah, and too, I have my thoughts and feelings about the entire voting thing. Mm-hmm. You know, in the process,
right. That's another story.
That's an electoral vote.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Right.
What are we? Really? You got 250 people already going to decide that. So,
right.
That's the electoral college.
Right.
Bye. So, Tallulah.
All right. When someone pulls in front of you, either on the street or highway, and then creeps.
I hate it, dude.
Like, why are you going
to
pull?
And then when you get ready to go around them, they try to speed up. I hate that. I hate it, man. Coach.
Yeah, man. We back.
We were backed up, right?
Yeah.
We had to get some stuff off our chest.
So don't forget to like us and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. You can listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and of course our website on and off Duffield.
DA.com. Get out of here, Dewey. This is an episode. This has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcast, and with a purpose, I got your On and Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
It's your boy, the Off the Field Infamous Yoda since 1968. Episode 29, because I'm a man.
Peace. We out.